I knew to be your husband.
I've arrested 9 people over the beheading of a teacher near his school in a Paris suburb, a judicial source said on Saturday. French President Emmanuel Macron has labeled the killing an Islamist terror attack. The source said the killing was carried out by an 18-year-old Chechen who was then shot and killed by police near the scene northwest of Paris. Members of his family were among those police detained for questioning. Police said the victim was 47-year-old history teacher Samuel Paty, who had shown his pupils cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad as part of a class discussion on freedom of expression, a lesson that had prompted complaints from parents. The attack came as a trial is in progress over the January 2015 massacre at the offices of the Charles Hebdo satirical magazine, which had published caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad that unleashed a wave of anger across the Islamic world. Russian President Vladimir Putin and Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman discussed energy markets and the implementation of agreements by the oil producers group known as OPEC Plus. This, the Kremlin said in a statement on Saturday. The statement also said that both sides have reiterated their willingness to continue close coordination in this area in order to maintain stability on the global energy market. Two leaders also discussed cooperation in combating the spread of coronavirus infections and the prospect of using a Russian vaccine in Saudi Arabia. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan said Saturday that Turkey had raised the estimated reserves in a gas field off its Black Sea coast to 405 billion cubic meters after finding an additional 85 billion cubic meters. This is Turkey's biggest natural gas discovery.